Is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Tyler Cupp, broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road with Straight Talk.
Selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And good afternoon for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Straight Talk broadcast live here from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. With us today is Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Also with us today, Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And by Piedmont Medical Network, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalNetwork.com. Now, we are here with some very familiar friends and voices to the radio station. They are Michelle Schaefer, Executive Director of Max Abilities, and Jamie Dagenhart, VP of Business Development with Max Abilities. A lot to talk about, but first off, how are you guys on this Friday?
Doing well.
Good? All right. All right, so let's start with Max Abilities, even though they're a great partner here with us at OTS Media. Michelle, you do a monthly segment on Pamela Mornings, of course, ads, and do a lot of our events and hear you on football. But let's first start talk about you and Jamie. Let's tell the listeners a little bit about you, Michelle Schaefer.
Well, hi. I have to shout out Lucas before I start.
Please do.
We are real excited for him, real sad for us, but... what a wonderful thing when you can move on to your next great venture. So we wish him all the best, and we're excited to spend time with him while we could. So that was great.
Well,
as far as I'm concerned, I have lived here in York County, in York, for 18 years now, and came here to work with Max Abilities and have enjoyed the time here, and we stay busy. Work.
And Jamie, a little bit about you.
Sure. So I've been in Rock Hill for a little while. Went to Northwestern High School, graduated there a lot longer ago than I would like to admit. Time has a way of being a thief, I guess. Had the opportunity to serve on the Disability Foundation board as we thought about Miracle Park. And then I had the opportunity in 2024 to apply for a role with Max Abilities, and I guess they scraped the bottom of the barrel when they got me, but I squeaked through and has survived to this day. So it's been a fun experience to see Max Abilities continue to grow and learn more about what it does.
Well, I can't wait to talk about Miracle Park in this program, as we're going to specify on phase three of the park, the Max Abilities phase. But let's first start talk about Max Abilities and the York County Board of Disabilities and the Foundation. Michelle, that's where you come in. Let's talk about Max Abilities. What does Max Abilities do?
Well, Max Abilities of York County has been in this area for 46 years formally, and we support people who have what is considered a lifelong disability. We support individuals with intellectual disabilities, traumatic brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, related disabilities, and folks who are on the autism spectrum. We support folks from the time they're born, if they need that service, all the way through the entirety of their lives. We have case management services, early intervention services for folks who live at home with their families. We have adult work programs, adult activity centers, job coaching for folks who want to get out and get a job after high school. And, of course, we have residential supports for folks who need 24/7 support and assistance.
And, Jamie, I want to include you on this. I know that, you know, we'll talk about the Miracle Park piece, but VP of Business Development with Max Abilities, you know, take me through kind of your duties outside of the Miracle Park aspect. What are some of the things you'll be doing with Max Abilities?
So one of the things that I'm responsible for at Max Abilities, you know, we are a fee-for-service provider, so we earn our income through Medicaid, through the services that we provide. Mm. And one of the forward-thinking things that Max Abilities has done over the past 5 to 10 years is think about how we can earn revenue not tied to Medicaid. And so we actually have what I guess you could call micro businesses that stand alone on their own, or that's the goal, right, when you run a business. And so the York Coffee Roastery is one of those things. It is not sponsored or supported through Medicaid. It is a standalone business, just like the Miracle Marketing Cafe will be. And so my responsibilities at Max Abilities kind of lie within that realm of what sort of businesses we can operate and how we can specifically – provide workforce opportunities for individuals with disabilities.
Well, let's talk about that. You've seen it on CN2. You've heard it on the radio over the last couple of years. That roastery is so awesome, the purpose that it serves and what they do in the community. Actually, someone associated with the station had just discovered it, and they absolutely love it. Bought not only a cup of coffee, but you guys actually sell like the ground coffee that they can take home and all that. So,
well, the point of it was to wholesale coffee beans to roast the coffee. That's one of the things that says we're not just a coffee shop. We actually roast coffee. We bring it in from all over the world, and we do it from the green beans all the way through the process of selling a cup of coffee. So we're full service, if you will.
And the folks are getting work, and they're in there doing it, and they're doing the grinding of the coffee and doing everything in the back, and it's really awesome to see. It's how long has that been going?
It's been 9 years, I believe.
I think so. I think that's right.
And how
time flies.
Yeah, and how's that like been progression in terms of being there in York and being a part of the business community there?
Well, you know, it's been a really interesting foray into having a business. It really brings the community to you in a very different way. It's not just where they're donating money or, you know, learning about a service that's out there. They're actually getting to see the service in action each day when they come in and buy a cup of coffee. They're watching folks in the back grinding it, bagging it, labeling it. They're able to talk to them about what that job means to them. Ooh. So it's just a completely different immersive, you know, inclusion into the community that I think just speaks to people on a different level.
I know we're going to bounce around a lot here until we get to the Miracle Park aspect of it and kind of our focus on today's show on Straight Talk, but I got to very briefly preview the Bounce Out the Stigma basketball camp, which is coming up. That's this month, right?
It is. It's the 15th of June through the 18th of June at Winthrop.
Okay, so that is in 2 weeks, and this is an awesome event. It's one of my favorite things to go out and cover. I guess I've covered it the last 3 years now, and Winthrop kind of donates their courts and their coaches help out with this, but tell me about Bounce Out the Stigma, a week-long basketball camp for your folks.
Well, this is the only location in South Carolina that hosts Bounce Out the Stigma. It's a national camp that's sponsored for people who have physical conditions that don't allow them to participate in conventional sports camps. And the person that founded it is from New Jersey and had his own issue with not being able to attend camps as a child. So when he graduated college, this is what he started to just open up a more inclusive way for kids who would otherwise not be able to do a camp to be able to do it. And so we're very excited. If you love basketball, this is the place to be. We have kids that have come all 11 years that we've had it, and they look forward to it all year long. And I think they give a lot to the people that participate as coaches and volunteers during the week. The Winthrop basketball team participates. And it's just a really fun and heartwarming event to be around and to participate in.
And all those coaches are so accessible, including head basketball coach for the Winthrop men's basketball team, Mark Crosser. I mean, getting to talk with him for a good solid 20 minutes about the program and about being able to give back and do that, it just makes it. Is it too soon to talk about Savor the Flavors and that being one of the mechanisms that, you know, kind of helps with funding and all the things and programs that you do?
Well, it's funny that you bring Savor the Flavors up because we're getting all of the material to go onto our websites ready
material.
Now. We've got invitations. We've got, you know, where you could just go ahead and sign on and schedule. But it will be October 8th this year. And it's our big fundraiser for our general services is what we call it, for our Bounce Out the Stigma camp, for supports for our Staff Appreciation Week, for various endeavors that we do all year long to support people in the community. This is the event that brings those funds in that allow us to do that all year long.
One of the things we talked about off air, Michelle, is sometimes there are misconceptions about whether it be nonprofits or some of the work done that people don't realize. And I think one of those things is the relationship between a MaxAbilities and your kind of Board of Disabilities. And I've been there in a board meeting, and I don't think I've said this to you. I find it so fulfilling and fascinating to watch all of these people who live completely different lives and completely different things that they do, but they take an hour to 2 hours to talk about things as simple as like vehicles, getting them registered and paying for them, and facilities and everything that needs to be taken care of so MaxAbilities can operate and do the things that are needed to be done so these folks have places to do and work and be a part of the community.
Well, MaxAbilities of York County is we're not a nonprofit.
Right.
We're a governmental subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a 11-member board, volunteers, that oversee the functions of running that business. We have 30 freestanding properties, programs. We have 73 vehicles that we put on the road every day. And all of those things need to be taken care of. The money needs to be there to pay for over 250 staff members. So it's a mid-sized business that we are operating every day. The York County Disabilities Foundation is a 501c3 that was developed to support the work of MaxAbilities. So, and it's been around since 2000. So it's been around 26 years.
There you go.
And we are very grateful. That has a 15-member volunteer board that they are just looking into the community for ways to provide information, to raise money. And from that group of very dedicated volunteers, the idea and the fundraising mechanism for Miracle Park was created. And so this group of folks, along with the whole community, they did a great job of reaching out and getting support at the ground level. And they've raised all of the money to build and completely pay for the first two phases of Miracle Park.
And let's talk about that. We will get into phase three, but obviously a lot of different perspectives how Miracle Park came together. It was truly a group effort from all over. But let's talk about when this came about, and obviously MaxAbilities was involved in some form or fashion along with others. What was kind of like the goal? How did this come about, I guess I should say, from your perspective?
Well, I think every service or every support in the community comes from a need. And we support people who have a variety of varied needs. And it could be something as simple as they use a walker and it's difficult to step up onto a curb. Or they are in a wheelchair and they need, that they can't access certain areas of a park because a lot of it is grass and a lot of it is hilly.
Mm.
And, you know, when you see something that isn't there, and I think, too, the Miracle League is a national, event, and you have to have a special field to participate in that. And those things were springing up around the state, but there wasn't anything in Rock Hill. So this group of volunteers, with others,
mm-hmm.
decided that they could do something about that. So it started off with, let's get a field, and then it was, well, if one field's good, two fields is better. And, what about a playground? Playgrounds are good. And then it just grew. And it continues to grow. Two-thirds of it is done. And people can go out to Miracle Park, and people do every day. And it's just been a wonderful addition to the community. And we were very proud to be a part of it from the standpoint of our foundation focusing solely on that for the last 8 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And MaxAbilities donated funds to, put skin in the game because we have folks that love to go out there. And we're excited to see now what the last phase, which is a little bit different. Phases one and two are now being operated by Parks and Rec mm-hmm. in Rock Hill. And so that's been done, paid for, and handed off.
Well, right before we get to phase three, I'm curious from both of your all's opinions here. Seeing what it is now, is that what you guys truly imagined when you guys were looking at designs, and really the support that you guys get, not just from the fundraising efforts, but I mean, the amount of people that go to that park. I mean, you can drive by on a Saturday or Sunday, and it's unbelievable.
I think the name Miracle Park takes on a lot of different meanings. It's a Miracle Park because it has a miracle field and a miracle league. But yeah. I think the way that it came about was really part of that miracle. The way it pulled a community together to push toward a goal that benefits not just one group of people, but everybody. It creates community. The folks that we support in our residential programs, they love it. They talk about how they're making friends, and there's people that they may not have crossed paths with otherwise that now they consider friends, and they're on Facebook chatting with those folks. Mm. It's just been...
That's amazing.
Phenomenal is
and
the word.
And again, whether it's the Cherry Road side or the Eden Terrace side, there isn't a time you can drive by where it's not busy. Right, Jamie?
Hey, it's always busy. And I think, you know, it's exceeded really our expectation of what we thought could happen and would happen. And I think one of the things Michelle just hit on, this idea of community, you know, from the very beginning, the whole idea has always been inclusivity, everybody coming together. And so to see families out there who have a child with a disability and then a typical child as well, siblings doing a zip line together because one can hold on to the handles and go, and the other one is sitting in a chair and they can zip line together. Where else can you do that in the city of Rock Hill?
No.
Or in the state of South Carolina, really. I mean, so it was not just designed for individuals with disabilities, but it was really thought about specifically as a place where everybody could come and everybody would benefit. And I think it's shot well above what any of us thought would happen.
That's really good to hear. Have you guys realized that are there people coming from outside York County to visit this park from outer counties, outer areas?
Yes, there are.
That's awesome. That's great. All right, time now for a mid-program break. We're going to talk about Phase 3 coming up next. A lot to dive in there with Miracle Park. But Straight Talk, it broadcasts live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And here at Substation 2, they make fresh subs and salads 6 days a week, but they do it with a couple of special ingredients. We'll do it on the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Back with more.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
More than 40 years ago, Piedmont Medical Center opened with a promise to provide compassionate, high-quality care. This year, we step forward as Piedmont Medical Network. 2 hospitals, 4 emergency departments, and hundreds of dedicated physicians evolving to care for you today and for generations to come. As we grow and expand, one thing remains the same: our commitment to caring for our neighbors. We are Piedmont Medical Network. Find a doctor at piedmontmedicalnetwork.com/about.
Start your journey with a new auto loan. Get on the road with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. From city streets to off-road trails, your journey begins here. Our competitive rates can get you on the road in a ride that fits your lifestyle and budget, with no payments for up to 90 days. You can apply for a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days before you start shopping. Visit one of our many convenient office locations or go to foundersfcu.com/auto to apply for an auto loan today. Membership qualification required. See webpage for details.
Comporium's 1 gig zip stream gives you lightning fast internet uploads and downloads, faster transfers of large files, and all your devices working efficiently on the same network. For over 130 years, Comporium has helped our neighbors stay connected with right next door service. We're more than just a provider. Comporium is part of the fabric of this community. Always have been, always will be. Visit Comporium.com to learn about Zipstream 1 gig internet. Comporium, combining top tier technology with local customer service and deep community roots.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Sandwich lovers, Substation 2 is celebrating another year of deliciousness. This is Charlie Ruffalo. For 40 years, Substation 2 has been creating signature subs piled high with premium meats and cheeses and big crisp salads with lots of fresh veggies. On June 6th, our first 40 customers will win one free sub every month for an entire year. And the next 40 customers will snag an incredible 40% discount on any one order. Enjoy a taste of tradition crafted with love for 40 years and counting. Substation 2, where every bite is a celebration. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Piedmont Medical Center is evolving to care for you, starting with a new name and look. Join us as we enter a new chapter as Piedmont Medical Network. For more than 40 years, we've provided comprehensive care for our community. Today, we're home to 2 hospitals, 4 emergency departments, and hundreds of compassionate physicians dedicated to caring for you. We are Piedmont Medical Network. Find a doctor at PiedmontMedicalNetwork.com/about.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here on Straight Talk, broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, I keep teasing it. Phase 3 of Miracle Park. Now, I'm going to start with you, Jamie. I'm going to have you just kind of do the commercial there, the ad, the promo. Cut a promo for me. What is Phase 3 of Miracle Park going to consist of? People can drive by. They're seeing buildings there, but what is actually going to be in those buildings?
Sure. So Maxibilities is excited to have an 8,200-square-foot building at the corner of Richmond Drive and Cherry Road that really we're going to inhabit most of. The thing I think we'll probably talk about the most today is the Miracle Market and Cafe, which will be an opportunity for us to expand our workforce opportunities for individuals affected by disability. It's going to be about 5,000 square feet where you can come and you can eat lunch, have dinner, as well as buy goods that have been created by individuals with disabilities. We're hoping to sell some Winthrop apparel. We'll have snacks and drinks and some other things for families who are at the park. Maybe, you know, it gets hot and they need to come somewhere to cool off. We'll have a place for them to come. And so that's the bulk of the building. But Maxibilities is also excited to offer, we're going to open Infinite Futures, which is an ABA clinic, where they will work with children on the autism spectrum. And so that's going to be part of the building, be one of our tenants, which will have our staff in and out of that unit, that clinic, each and every day. And they're excited to have a place to go and a place to be. And, of course, a park right across the parking lot, which will be a benefit for them as they're working through their ABA therapy services. And then, you know, Tyler, we've got an opportunity for someone to come and to join us. We've got a vacant space.
Sell them.
That's right. Vacant space closest to the pond, if you're looking at the building. And it's around 1,500 square feet.
Are there windows?
There are windows.
Okay,
yes,
so they
windows.
Can see that pond.
They can see that pond. That's right. And one of the things our board has said, because the goal of this is workforce development, we're really looking for someone to come in, not just to rent the space, but to come kind of be a part of the community, right?
Yeah.
This is such a community-driven effort, and so we want somebody that'll come and join us and that is willing to hire someone with a disability. And one of the great things about Maxibilities is that we've got job coaches and we got people who can help them as they seek to employ this individual so that they're not left alone.
I want to circle back to the cafe portion, but Michelle, I don't know if I've ever asked you this. When Miracle Park was coming about, was Phase 3 always kind of a goal in the back of your all's minds? Was that something you always kind of had? Hey, if this does happen, can we do this? Is this an opportunity or an option here we can do?
It was part of the plans from the very beginning.
Oh, very good.
It just wasn't talked about because we wanted to do this kind of pay as you go.
Sure.
You know, we wanted to get the park and the fields up first. It gives people a visual of what things could be. And that leads us into, and they've seen the success of that. And they've grown to love the people that we, you know, work with every day. I've said it my entire career. We get the opportunity to work with the best people there are. They're honest, they're sincere, and they use all of the capacity they have to get through anything that they're given to do. And we're so proud of them, and we want to showcase them. And what better way to put a cherry on the top of a miraculous project is to say, they're fun to be around. They love to be involved. They want to make friends. And look, they can really work and contribute just as well as any one of us can. They just need that opportunity. And that's a place to showcase that they can and what they can do if they're given that opportunity. So we're very excited about what's to come.
I didn't know if you wanted to add any more to the clinic that Jamie talked about. Is that something unique to this area in terms of having a place like that for people on the spectrum?
There are lots of ABA clinics that are around, but what I think sets us apart is just the understanding we are a Medicaid service. We provide Medicaid services, which is insurance that doesn't pay as well as other insurances. So it's hard for a family that only has Medicaid as their medical insurance to be able to find ABA services because they're expensive to provide.
Yeah.
So given the fact that we have infrastructure and we are already employing people, it was a little easier for us to say the focus of this clinic is to give the opportunity to people that only have Medicaid as insurance an opportunity to receive the support instead of going on a waiting list.
I want to circle back to the cafe. Me and you had a conversation along with Lucas last week, Jamie, talking about getting in the restaurant business and the challenges of you know, doing everything inside. And obviously, you got to have the materials and the appliances and whatnot. But, I mean, this is going to be a full-fledged restaurant. This is going to be someone running a restaurant there.
It is. That's right. You know, when we started planning out what we wanted this to look like, we kind of we had like a continuum, a scale. And on one end, we had a concession stand. And then on the other end, we had a full-fledged restaurant like a Hobo's or something like that with a bar and all the things.
Mm-hmm.
We said, hey, we want to land somewhere in the middle, but closer to the restaurant end than the concession end. And so, yeah, we're excited to be able to offer, and I'll plug it before I forget about it.
Please.
We're going
to
offer York Coffee Roastery that you can consume on-site as well as purchase and take home.
Wonderful.
But when you hear the word cafe, don't think so much about breakfast. That's not really what we're going to be geared for. We're going to be geared for more of a lighter fare type of lunch and dinner. Hamburgers and hot dogs, chicken tenders and fries, hot and cold sandwiches. When the weather's right, soup and sandwich combo, maybe pizza specials, Taco Tuesday, things like that. Things
I mean, they are at a park.
That's right. We are at a park. And so, yes, it's going to be a full-fledged kitchen with all the equipment that's needed to do it successfully.
And, Michelle, you had alluded that the first two phases are run by the City of Rock Hill Parks and Rec. This phase, however, will be run by Max Abilities.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, start to finish, front of the house, back of the house, the retail aspect of this where you were talking about selling merchandise and
yes.
things like that, this is all going to be under the Max Abilities umbrella here.
It is, you know, and one of the unique things about what we're trying to accomplish here is that we really want this to be a cyclical process. And what I mean by that is if we bring in 12 employees and we hire 12 people, that's great. But if that's all we ever hire, then we've only made a difference in those 12 people's lives. Mm. What we want to do is look at this as an educational opportunity to bring people in, look at their God-given abilities and talents, help them, use it as a resume builder, and then place them somewhere in the community where they're able to be successful and to succeed so that we can in turn backfill their position and start that process over again.
Oh, wow. That is well said. That sounds like a new soundbite right there. That's what that sounds like. Well, guys, anything else? We got about 90 seconds here. Anything
else?
No,
just saying it's replicating what we've already had success with at the York Coffee Roastery. We're just making it grander.
Much bigger operation.
Much bigger operation.
Yeah.
Much bigger.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. You're going to have the coffee there and the merchandise piece of that. And, of course, you've got a space there. You got a space there in the building that how big is that space again?
Roughly 1,500 square feet.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's big enough for a lot of things you could put there.
It is.
And what is, very briefly, what is the timeline for all of this as they're playing this out here? What's the timeline?
So Southern Builders is beginning construction next week, and it's a six-month build-out, so we should be open this fall.
Awesome. Wonderful. wonderful. Well, guys, thank you so much. It breezes by. Michelle Schaefer, Executive Director of Max Abilities, and Jamie Dagenhart, VP of Business Development with Max Abilities. We're here broadcasting live from Substation 2 across from Winthrop, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, where they give you fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. How do they do it? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Manning will be back tomorrow, or Monday. Bye.